Oh, it's in Coral Gables.
All right, now listen. I'm sending you out tomorrow on my project order, unnumbered. Here I have original here. And the mission purpose is as adverbially brief. The major target is accomplish your project within 3 days. Primary target is transport some money and proceed. Now, the vital target is accomplish the project flawlessly and within 3 days of arrival. And operating targets, obtain $49.99 money from the Livingston. Obtain your air ticket, proceed, reach your project, telex completion, standby as briefed. You telephone Tom and telephone Roni, obtain their number. We have to obtain their number, obtain Roni's number. And on completion of projects, send the following telex, date to R, got it. That's all. And you will leave your phone number and address as a message to M, full name, at, and that, of course, that M, is just a name. It's just a letter to be on here. But, would be something on the order of Tina Douglas. Oh my God, no, will you go down and get the road map? The road maps. Go on. Get that out of here. Fast, fast. The, Douglas.
I didn't get that last part now. You mentioned 2M. I didn't get what that was exactly.
What do you call Kim?
Kima.
All right. That's just the code.
Code.
That means Kim.
I didn't understand. What is this for? I got the first one.
I'll give you all about this.
Oh, okay.
I'm just reading you your project orders.
Oh, all right.
Now, you have to leave that at the Miami Springs Hotel. Motel.
Pardon me.
The Holiday Inn. Miami Springs, 1111 South Royal. INCIANA, Poinciana Boulevard, at Miami Springs. And the phone number is 885-1941.
Holiday Inn Motel, Miami Springs, 1111, South Royal, Poinciana Boulevard.
Brother, now hear me. Kima Douglas, Holiday Inn. That is very secret. She doesn't even know about it. Kima Douglas, Holiday Inn, 1111 South Royal, Poinciana Boulevard. Miami Springs. From a telephone number. Did you get it?
885-1941.
That is right. And you will leave her your address and phone number. All right, that gets the thing. Now, the reason why anything. You understand?
Yes, sir.
that serves as a... That'll let you draw the money in your airfare. Now, you'll have to listen carefully because all of this is verbal.
Okay.
And the reason it's verbal is because of security. And you're an expert on that.
It's trained well.
Yes. And the number of notes you take should not be anything spread around.
Right.
But you can take some notes if you want to. You've got to have that address. You've got to have that so that you can get your money without my running you around with a messenger and all that sort of thing. Now, you want to pack up your gear, but you won't be coming back to the gym. You understand? Now, that stuff which you don't want to carry, make sure that it's perfectly packaged with your name on it and so forth. Other crews' belongings will be handled similarly. All right?
Yes, sir.
Then you won't lose any of your books and things of that character. In other words, move out, put it in cardboard boxes. Nail it down, fix breakable things so they don't break. Got it? And then you're traveling here. Take what you will need with you for a couple of months. Now, what I want you to do, this is in a high security level. What we're going to do is do something which doesn't look like it's very high security. So you have to watch it. There's nothing out for me anyplace. But there are some people who would love to serve some subpoenas on me. The offbeat. And even if they did, that wouldn't be a total catastrophe. Because it would simply be protested, and the last product would simply be I'd have to fill out an interrogation or something. It's just nuisance value. IRS is snarling around one way or the other, and they might sometime in the future, if they don't grant the nonprofit status, why, it's very doubtful if they would ever call me as a witness, because it would be almost a fatal move on their part. They tried to, in the Hawaii case at Charleston, simply to delay the case. They knew that they had lost everything. So they decided they would do that and delay the case and close the embarrassment. And they lost it. They lost the case. It was a strategic maneuver on their part, but it was an asinine maneuver. So they could sometimes do asinine things too. So we just make it difficult for them. Now, a certain number of crew, particularly aliens and so on, are being put over here on the beach. Not here. And we've got the place. It's all in hand. And it's a staging area, and they're going to be moved there to a permanent base, which we don't have. We don't have any permanent base. But we've got about five that we're dickering with. It's just, we've got some, but we want something better. We want a better price. Now, they can be there as long as 3 months, but this is very touch and go, because the ship will be going up there. You see?
Yes,
so we've got to have some place to land as a permanent base. Now, these cats very often don't expedite rapidly unless I'm on the lines, right? So I'm going to be on the lines, but nobody's going to know about it because it's a very small handful. This place is at Daytona. And Daytona is not in season yet. And the motels and things are all empty up there. And I'm counting on the fact that probably the apartments are, too. Now listen carefully. There'll be about seven in my party with Mary Sue. So you probably have to have about three apartments or something. The longest you will want these things will be about 60 days. But that sounds like vacation time.
Yeah.
So it's just tourist vacation, good roads, and good weather.
Right.
Now, the name you use is immaterial at this stage of the game. But what did Brunel know us as?
Larry Harris, Frank Morris, and Don Shannon.
All right. You could give him as a reference.
So you want to have his address.
They don't even ask, we're not even asking for anything around when we're trying to really rent a place. It was just some stinking bankers from the place that we were trying to have. We were getting nosy. Now we've been on tenor books here trying to get one place. But you've got him as a reference, see? There's no lead goes back to that.
Right.
Now, if you figure it out, you got to have some place to cook. A place for Mary Sue, a room for Mary Sue, and a room for myself. So probably that your ideal scene would be an apartment for us, with one or two other apartments for the other people, right next to it. And it's pretty empty at Daytona Beach, which is why I'm saying Daytona Beach. It's also empty at St. Petersburg, but I don't want to get down there.
Right. Good.
I wouldn't
one address, and I think for Empire, we have another box. I could have him send it to that. That would be, he would never correlate Empire with that. It's completely, there's no way to trace it.
Have we ever traced anything on that? Empire? We still have it?
We still have it.
Well, all right.
And we have this box, the GO set it up later. And it's there for Empire.
All right. But phone them up. You'd have to phone them up anyhow. He'd probably say, no, we never heard from him. But you probably won't need any reference. I wouldn't volunteer any reference. I'd phone him up anyhow.
Yeah.
So, all right. And, tell him to just pass him through, and he thought you'd call him up. Out for a vacation. And be okay if we use him as a reference. You know, he can do that. I wouldn't give him any address before I asked him that.
Right.
All right. So anyway, you know what kind of a setup would be needed. Well, it's actually what kind of a setup is there and available. Now, 4 or 5 motel rooms right up against the Neptune Dome. So you have to locate where the Neptune is. And then you have to go over a few blocks away from that. But it's right at the bottom of Daytona. It's at the south end of Daytona, across the bridge. Now, this puts me on the comm line because I got about 6 messengers I can trust. It's a little IT stuff. What?
You want it within, like, bicycle distance or something like that so they can...
Yeah. So that they can disappear out of the scene with traffic reappear. Now, that, I say, doesn't look very secure. I think you find it very secure. Now, I'll have to look up my corner of spectacles or something of this sort. I'll help you out if you bother. The main thing I've got to work out is I've got to get them into permanent quarters, you see. And I really don't dare be very far along the line. And, probably there for sure should be a telephone except that of the manager. So there's a possibility that you can get a phone connected up.
Yes.
I'm not afraid of it. Put me in the firing line to have some subpoena server come up and hit me, something like that. We've got quite a few actions. I've got about 3 or 4. One of the guys that he'd love to serve me is completely nut. So we just make it difficult. So there'll be about 7 in the party. And as soon as you've got it, you've got your orders there. But you don't. You just say, got it. Say, well, this lets me fire.
Right. And then you would go to that.
And a day later, Mary Sue fires. So I would go to that hotel.
And my, the address of the place is there.
It'll be there. And your phone number.
Right.
So as soon as I get there, well, I can give you a ring. And, Mary Sue will come the next day after me because we don't fly on the same planes. That's the reason for that. And then the rest of the party can come in there. Maybe we stop overnight at the Holiday Inn, catch another.
airplane. I'll wait for Mercy and then go up.
You decided to run your message.
You know, people play back these tapes. They're thinking this is where the hell we are. Well, we're getting somewhere now. There's two gunner towns in this map form. There you are. There it is, boy. That's it, right there. Now, what you do is you go in here and don't take a ticket for Daytona. You just take a ticket for Miami. And when you get there, you buy a ticket. And you go to Daytona. Right?
Another airline.
That doesn't matter. You won't have any trouble with that. Piece of cake. Now, I think there is a Daytona here. But I think there's a map of Daytona. The one in Kennedy's first time. Daytona's all spread out along the beach. Here's Orlando. There's Daytona. See? And it's not in South Daytona. It's in Daytona. It's just across the bridge there. At the lower end.
Across the bridge?
Yeah, well, you spot where it is. See? All right? And get something fairly parked. Don't get a dog place.
No,
I'm actually critical of those places.
The first one was pretty good.
First one, middle class, so forth.
Harsher than the first one.
Well, if you can make it. Mary Sue's not well. Give her a decent environment.
Right.
I don't know what they've got there, but they may have condominiums.
Yes.
People frantically trying to rent condominiums because they overbuilt the living daylights out of those things. They're starving in Daytona. I don't care what you spend for this thing for a couple of months. I don't give a damn for it. It's out of my pay, not the company. This whole thing's a personal mission. And we get first and last month. We don't care what. 2 months first Christmas. It's off season for Daytona. Orlando has sort of started. And so on. But they really don't start till the end of December. That high up in Florida. And then they really think they're going to have a big season. Pay off all their mortgages and so forth. Not at this year. Recreation travel has dropped 50%. That's automotive recreation travel. It's gone down. And hotels going broke all over the place, being foreclosed. It's an untidy scene. But they're being very unrealistic and they're concerning all that. If I was foreclosed yesterday, the business is going to go on. And but get the things door to door if you can. See, now, I don't say you have to get 3 apartments. They'd probably be the easiest thing to get, vacation apartments. See? I don't say you have to get that. You might be able to find a house. See, I don't care. You might be able to find anything. It's what's there.
Right. Another motel?
Well, they don't have usually kitchenette facilities. Or
right.
Kitchen facilities.
Kitchen, yes.
Motels are not usually very posh.
That's true. especially on the beach. Go there for a vacation.
We don't want to be on the beach. We're inland if we can.
Okay?
Go on the beach if you can. It doesn't matter. Make sure it's well up the beach or down the beach. Now that puts me on the communication lines. Very tight. And telex traffic being set up for that base. Or telex, geo-telex is going to roar in there at the Mary Sue, see? And a messenger can go for a walk on the beach. Piece of cake. Then there'll probably be a messenger on duty at the place. There'll be ITs and so forth on duty over at the other place. This is not the final setup. But the GEO has requested me not to go near a base, not to go in the base or be housed in the base, because they have some idea that IRS might suddenly get enthusiastic or something, whereas there's no sign of this, and they won't. Because if they did, they would just be showing the worst faith that anybody ever heard of, and we could hit them. And right now, they're cowering. They'd love to hit us, but they won't figure one out. But it's a subpoena thing, Mary Sue said. She doesn't want that, because it causes trouble. Their lawyers have to go on and get the subpoena withdrawn and all that sort of thing. So they asked me not to be too available in the first little while when I'm in the U.S. What we're setting up from there is a different setup, which I need to trouble you with. When we get a permanent base, then I'll know more about the other setup.
Right.
You see. But it's a more complex setup, but communication lines are hot. So with this one, we will just be very careful with local security right now. I won't say anything to anybody. That's why I wrote those orders, so you can get your money and go. And customs is not going to take a payphone from you. I don't know if you have anything to play a tape on.
I'd like to listen to it one more time, and then erase it even.
Well, you can take it with you. Who cares? It's not in writing.
Right.
I don't know what they would say of a TC-55 coming in.
Oh, no. I don't know whether it was bought here.
A couple of these were bought in Las Palmas, and one was bought in New York, as you recall.
Oh, that's right. New York bought, right.
Yeah. I don't know which one.
Right.
But they're all older than 2 years. That's all customs ever worried about.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
So, personal property.
I see this has a little...
Thing.
This little thing. This that wasn't on the original. Okay, that's it.
I don't know where the third one is. Master! Where's the third TC-55? Maybe both of these Las Palmas ones. I can't even guarantee they're in their original cases.
This is number one here. That has a look of it.
Hmm?
That's the case. It's a completely different case.
Well, anyway,
this is three.
Is this the one? I remember we bunged up one side of it. These have been in and out of their cases, LRHAD.
Oh, I see. Yes. Could have been put in a different one even.
And they have a battery-operated cartridge that you can just buy little pin lights for. You don't want one of these
Rechargeable.
Rechargeable if you want them. But 10 light if you want a 10 light. I'll see if I can't set it up. This battery might not be it. All right. Regardless of that, please, you can listen to it again as you wish. So, that is the extent of it. Are there any questions on this?
No? Let's see. I get the place, I go back down to Miami and put the...
No.
Or just call them up, leave the message for Kima. I could, I was looking at a name, I want to keep it pretty legitimate. I could put it into Kima Douglas' name, or because that's not, it's a brand new name.
Yeah, well, that's right. But, be on the same aircraft.
Oh, I see.
You could, but then wouldn't they maybe wait for you to? You could say you were his secretary.
Mr. Harris's?
No, Kima Douglas' secretary.
Yeah.
If you wish. Yeah, those are the new ones. Yeah, that's the original. Do they have numbers on them?
Thanks, sir.
Hmm?
Inside by the battery. I think there's a number.
You just mentioned something about there would be no fast reservation.
Not at the Holiday Inn. I won't be making a reservation at the Holiday Inn.
Oh, I see. Okay. Right.
We can make a reservation. The second you got it, why, just make a reservation and say you'll be here tonight or tomorrow. Or she'll be here tonight or tomorrow.
Right.
You see, you can make the reservation the time you make the call. All right?
Yes, sir.
So it'll be half hour. Four in that party. Couple of rooms. And there will be two coming in the next day. All under the same reservation name.
Three rooms.
It would be smarter to make the reservation at that hotel and so forth get a different name. I mean, the one you're making a reservation at the hotel. Now, you leave a note for right away tomorrow to go out and get the battery cases for the TC-55, to get a couple of extra battery cases, and for the issue purchaser, and it's without fail, the TC-55 Sony recorder, one. So, here's your recorder.
Thank you, sir.
It might be much smarter to just follow things up. So, the rest of the apartment is just one day we'll find you with the reservation for another. Right.
Right.
But now I've got to know who to call, so you make sure that your name and your phone number is on that. Now, if worst came to worst, and there's a total breakdown on the thing, you short circuit it the second that you call the base, or the second you call Ronnie. So the base of the Neptune. You short circuit everything if you. You see, you're going to send this down to this hotel.
Right.
That might be up in the air. So actually, that might be micro drift.
Right.
See?
Right. You mean it might not reach Kima?
Yeah.
Right.
Something might happen with regard to that.
Right.
So, if worst came to worst, why, you could call the bank and leave a phone number. And I say, I'm here on leave, my parents' phone number is so-and-so, and then give the phone number where you can really be reached. But don't give the area number, because I don't know that it's been known.
Right.
You could leave it at the base. You could also leave it at Romy. But you could also leave it at the GO. So you get the GO phone number, and you can give it to Hank. Give Hank. Personal phone number. Right?
Right.
Now, I think you'll get that from Mickey. So, your alternate communication line is Henning. Yeah, I got your alternate communication line. And just give him the name you would be reached by and the telephone number. And if worse comes to worse, I don't have any message holiday, or the place is burned down, or something has happened. So, I'll call Henning. And he will have called him. In fact, if I don't contact you within about 36, 48 hours after you speak.
So I wouldn't call Henning until?
Well, you say, he'll be in here 48 hours after. You can call him any old time. Perfectly all right. not all that secure. Tunnel blinds into the field and all that secure. They usually go outside to the paper. So, therefore, if you start to worry about a connection or something like that, why you call Hanny, okay?
Yeah, I could always call there. 36 hours.
You could call the hotel and find out if we were there. Well, we have to know what name you're going to be calling in at the hotel. What is that?
It's Frank Morris.
No, no, no. Who are you going to call at the Holiday Inn? What name do I ask for at the Holiday Inn?
Rick Sheehy. I'll set it up under the reservation.
Yeah.
It would be Rick Sheehy, because we wouldn't want to use Tima.
All right. Very good. Very good. So there would be a name or a message for Rick Sheehy.
Actually, I'd rather put the apartment itself under Rick Sheehy and the hotel here.
Alright,
thank you. So the motel itself, the motel in Miami would be Kiva. But the apartment, I think, should be a male. It would be more understandable. That's right.
The apartment
would be Rick.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
And I would use Frank Morris if I needed the reference. For the others.
Got it?
Right.
So that's, we decided on that. She will register at the hotel.
Right.
Kima Douglas. Therefore, your message phone to the hotel will be to Kima Douglas. Take the apartment under Rick Sheehy. And the name that will be called to you will be Frank Morris. Right? We're going to have Frank Morris and a phone number. Now, the question arises, should you move into the apartment or otherwise?
Well, I'd have to be there if I'm going to be waiting for the telephone call.
That's right. Now, you should pick up the schedule of planes when they come in, and then you will know within a couple or 3 hours after the arrival of the plane, you should expect that telephone call. So that doesn't keep you waiting for 24 hours. So when do these ALMs get to? There's only ALM, or it's Antilles Airlines that go in there, and they only arrive twice a day. So you get what that schedule is.
How many hours do you think, after receiving the telling, that it would be?
There is a possibility of breakdown of no reservation or something of this sort, although we don't seem to be having that trouble. I don't know whether we are or not. But this would probably be at the near end of day, at the far end, 48. But it takes an overnight to relay that telling. suicide team. We can preserve some security on the line. It's not from our own people. After they've all established that we're being secure, I'm sure they will tell the people that they're questioning the line of England. That's a tourist location. It's almost impossible to spot specific people in a tourist area. And that would seem to be about the way the cat jumped. But that gets very scrutiny in the U.S.
Right.
And how stupid. And most subpoena service. Faster! Get me my wallet. Any questions, Tom? Yeah. keep a count of your expense money, because I'm going to have to go on my tax record.
Okay.
And get your receipt. And your ticket. Or from external comp. Tight a timetable. I would certainly like to get out of here by Sunday. I don't know what today is. Today is Monday. But that's an extreme. Right. I don't like arriving on a Friday or Saturday or Sunday because all legal areas are closed. If anybody is trying to wait for you to be analyzed for drugs or some stupid so forth like that, why there's never anybody available for the disposal.